Hey, we're Blender Style, and it's Judgment Day for Love Bites and their album Judgment Day, released in 2023. Cheers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
How'd you like that intro?
Reminds me of the Terminator movie.
So this is Love Bites' fourth album. This is their first album released without their founding bass player, Miho. She was replaced last year by a YouTube bass player, Bammy, who's now in the band. And supposedly a lot of these songs were written before she joined the band, but she did record the bass for them.
And they did like a documentary of their audition process,
they did,
right?
They did
like I didn't watch it, but I read about it.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't watch it. I kind of was like burnt that, you know, I kind of figured when they announced they were going on hiatus when their original bass player left that they just weren't going to come back, like a lot of bands do, especially when I don't know how it works over there. But to me, it seems like baby metal isn't necessarily a band as much as it's a record label.
It's like a boy
production
band.
It's
like Menudo.
And so I don't know how it works with a band like this. Although I will say that everybody in this band came from a previous metal band, except for now the new bass player and the singer. She was in like a pop R&B kind of thing or whatever.
So if they did this audition process, they probably looked at a lot of talented bass players.
I would think so.
Because she fucking brings it on this, dude.
Oh, yeah. This album, I was kind of surprised. So they put this album out, and they called it Judgment Day, and they said it's because they knew after the hiatus and coming back with the new lineup, they were going to be judged on it. And their first album is We Are the Resurrection. They wanted to, like, set forward that, hey, this is a new era in in our band, and kind of we don't really care what people think. And the introduction to their new style, which if you listen to their previous album, Electric Pentagram,
that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
That's sick, dude.
Their previous album was more, rock and metal style, like more thrash metal. This incorporates there's a lot more,
it's pretty thrashy.
Synthesizer. There is, but there's a lot more like sampling and synthesizer and stuff in the background.
Power metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. This reminds me of like Dragon Force.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Hyper Quick.
I wanted to see where you guys were at, because I know I've sent a few songs to you guys before, and I just, you know.
So the album art is dope. I love it. It's like got that wolf or whatever.
Yeah.
I agree. The album art's sick.
And you sent it to me. I was like, oh, this is going to be like Power Wolf. And I was like, Love Bites. I'm like, that doesn't sound like Power Wolf. So I'm just thinking this is like European dudes, smelly armpits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you put it on, and it's just like, I'm like, okay, it's kind of like Dragon Force. And then Homegirl starts singing, and I'm like, what are we listening to?
Yeah.
Because it's like some Japanese girl singing in English.
And with a heavy Japanese accent.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I had to go watch interviews. I'm like, can she speak English?
Yeah.
Because she can't sing English very good.
Well, and it's also like the timing, the way that like I went through and read the lyrics along with the songs. I'm like, the way that she's timing all these vocal parts are very like phrase specific.
It's like Japanese enunciation.
Yes, yeah, it's weird. And so it's kind of hard to follow and understand if you're not following along with it.
That's kind of my main beef with it.
Uh-huh.
Is the vocals, but the guitar playing is, dude, ridiculous.
Oh yeah, these two chicks kill it on guitar, and even their drummer is just killing it through the whole thing.
Yeah, the band is killing it for sure.
If you watch live videos of them, they sound just as good live as they do on the album.
I would believe it.
And it's weird to watch because their drummer looks like she's not even trying. She's just like, she looks really stiff the way she drums. And like, it's just like, she's not even trying to drum. Like, and she's just killing
it
the whole time. Yeah.
And I like that, like some of the songs, they're all like kind of the same genre for sure, but they know how to like switch gears. It's not samey the whole way through.
No, there's a lot of change ups. There's some really cool like dueling guitar solos, which I love. It's like one of my favorite parts of this.
Yeah. What's your favorite song on this?
I honestly think like there's a lot of good songs here, but I think Wicked Witch is really good because it's got that kind of gallopy kind of thing going on.
What track number is that one?
That's four.
Four. Okay.
Reminds me of Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm. And then We Are the Resurrection. It opens up with a banger. Like, that first track is good.
I think the first track is one of my favorite tracks on it, to tell you the truth.
Mine was Stand and Deliver, Shoot 'Em Down.
That's a good
one. It has the sick bass intro, and it reminds me of
the
that.
The one you thought was a guitar?
Yeah, I did. And then, until I saw the video, and she's just like,
yeah.
She plays with her fingers, not a pick. Uh-huh. So that was impressive.
So that's the other thing. Like, both the guitar players, when they get up and they do their dueling guitar thing, they'll switch to just neck fretting, like, throughout their solos just and stuff.
Dragon Force does that shit, like, too.
Oh, cool. Another one that I love is My Orion. That song's great.
That one, I have annoying vocals.
Yeah, so that was my one complaint about it was the vocals get pitchy at times. Like, there's some parts where she gets it almost seems either she's getting higher than she could actually do, and it's getting pitchy, and they're using some, like, studio magic
to bring it back down. They're definitely using studio magic and all this.
Or the mix is just she's too high in the vocal in the front.
I'll tell you what, man. The Japanese invented karaoke, so their like tolerance for shitty vocals is pretty high. It ruins it, wow. Dude. I'm gonna be honest. The vocals are way bad.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. The vocals are the worst thing.
You guys one of the tracks, and it sounds like blah 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 blah. I mean, I don't mean to be a dick about it.
What kind of sucks is, like, you also bring up that, like, you know, she's, you know, speaking English and singing in English and stuff, and it kind of goes into, like, kind of what you guys were saying before, that this is just, like, honestly, this is a boy band that's a girl band in a metal,
right?
You know, like this feels packaged, this feels like Nickelodeon to me. It doesn't feel very, like, genuine, you know what I mean? Yeah. And the fact that they were like, we're going on YouTube to get a bass player, let's make a big deal about it. It's like Metallica doing things to be relevant, you know? Is it like, are you relevant? Because, like, I don't think this is...
That's kind of one of the things that I'm saying. Like, I don't know if this is a management company's attempt at creating a metal band. I know, like, because when I first discovered this band, I went and looked, like, the drummer and the original bass player were in another Japanese band, Dextrose, and they were kind of like a metal, but same thing, but they were both, you know, in the band. Then that band broke up and they formed this band.
Uh-huh.
And the story is they formed this band. It wasn't formed by a record label, so it was their band. But then when the bass player left, they just brought in another bass player and kind of continued the same thing. Like you said, they did this YouTube thing to try and find it. Yeah. Is it a package thing, or are these people really writing this music because they want to be metal band? That's what bugs me about it.
I think that you're going to sometimes get people that are in they don't realize they're in a pond, you know? Metal and other subgenres of music, we're a club, you know? And to think you could just come in the club and make some money and, you know, make this nice package thing is...
I respect that.
You know what I mean? That's for the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
I like my pond, and I like to know what I'm swimming around. And this right here, it smells like money.
Smells like you're being duped.
Yeah, it's like they're really good players. Are they really good players? I mean, don't get me wrong. These people are, you know, they're making a living. They're doing what they're doing. But for me, I don't care if you could play really good if you have no soul behind it. Yeah. And this just kind of feels soulless to me.
To give it some, like, to be defensive, I guess, a little bit, is, like, if you're a good guitar player and you're trying to make it in your craft, right, you may love metal and been in metal bands, and then you get this opportunity that comes with, like, a paycheck. You sell out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, I don't, you know, I don't blame them for it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know... it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that it's bad or that it's horrible or whatever. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
You know, but the vocals are the worst thing on it. But I don't want to do the musicianship on this is killer. Some of the riffs, the dual guitar, you know, don't get me wrong. The
production's good too.
Well, and so the band writes their own music, which I got to give them credit for that. So it's not like somebody's writing the music.
Well, you can hear all, like, the influences too.
But I also, to kind of touch what you said with the vocals, that's my big beef. But there's some songs on here where she sings in, like, a deeper register where she doesn't get that high part.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds awesome when she's singing that kind of under the breath, kind of lower tone. I like those parts better.
Dude, I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I wish she would just sing in Japanese.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm serious. I love, like, Japanese stuff all the time.
Like Maximum and the Hormone, all of Japanese all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, it would just... What's that band? Ingen Ninsu or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
They're all Japanese, and I don't know what they're saying, but it's like it makes more sense.
And that's what I mean. Like they're trying to tour the world and just make money and be on a festival.
Even the artwork is like too Western.
Five live albums. five live albums. They only have four studio albums.
Really?
Yes. So, like, when I was doing some research, I was like trying to do some research on this band and like try to get, because I do like the music. I do like, you know, I love, hey, I like power metal. I like Hammerfall. I like, you know, I like that stuff. But this just seems like it's, you know, I don't know, catered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, dude. It kind of catered or whatever. So what would you rate it?
I give it a 2.8. The music's good, but it is just way overproduced. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, I don't know, and the vocals are just bad, so I give it a 2.8. I'll probably never listen to it again. But I give respect. Hey man, they're doing what they want to do, you know?
You should check out the previous one, the Electric Pentagram, because I think it is a lot better than this one.
Well, the way you described it, you described it as more thrashy.
It's more thrashy. And
that already sounds better.
I think it's less produced. I mean, it's still kind of overpolished, but it's way less produced than this.
They probably came out with that and they were like, holy shit. Well, people don't like what we really want to play.
No, I think that's that. Maybe that album is where the whole rift between the original bass player and the band started, between that and this album. And I think that was more what they
and
wanted.
And sometimes record labels will get in there and push things
maybe
around.
That's it too.
Or money will change the vibe of the band. Who knows?
I mean, this stuff happens, right?
Even
a band like the Deftones, you know, they've been open about, you know, one of their biggest songs is, you know, an album song that they don't even care for, but the record label was like, hey, you need this type of song. Went in, they played it. It's a huge hit.
Yeah.
Same with
Getting Paid.
Evanescence, they're like, you have to have a rapper on one of your songs. You're like, really?
No way. Yeah. That happened, huh?
Yeah. My Sacrifice. It's wrong band.
No, they're a Christian band.
Are they?
Yeah.
Can you be gothic and Christian?
For sure.
Probably more Christian when you're gothic.
Maybe Christian sister or something like that.
Sister Christian with the
Catholic. Yeah. Catholics are pretty gothic. They're pretty dark.
Actually, that's kind of true. I'm kind of with you there, Nathan. I give it a 2.6 out of 5. The playing's good. If it was just instrumental, it'd probably only be like a 3. The mm-hmm. vocals just kind of drag it down. I'll tell you what, the vocals are still better than Dream Theater. Dream Theater also did like an audition thing when Mike Portnoy left.
Okay.
And they did like a DVD at the time or whatever. It's worth watching. They have I forgot the guy's name, death metal drummer tryout. Mm-hmm. Totally not the right guy for it. And then just recently, Mike Portnoy came back to Dream Theater.
Like, oh, you know what? We're
this chick is a better singer than James LaBrie.
Okay.
Not technically, she just is less annoying.
Yeah.
I hate how bands kind of do this like audition thing and they make it this huge thing. It's like, dude, you're Metallica. You don't have to do what the fuck you're doing and videotape it. Smashing Pumpkins recently are like looking for a new guitar player. Anyone can join Smashing Pumpkins.
And just
it's
go
like,
to this
you know,
website,
that's really awesome. You know, it's really, on one hand, you're like, oh, that's awesome. But it's like, it's publicity. And then also, are they just going to get some kid to do it? Pay him shit money and they're like, hey, come on tour with one of your favorite bands.
Like the kid singing for Beer Factory.
Yeah.
It's like the movie Rockstar.
I don't want to be a dick, but yeah, that guy's got the shit into the stick, you know, probably.
And
he's getting the blunt of it, you know, people they hate, that like Burton, he goes out there and he's got to take it on the chin every night.
Ooh,
we're going to review a Fear Factory album. Subscribe and check that out. Casey, your pick, Love Bites,
so
Judgment Day.
I gave this a 4.1.
Nice.
I love the musical part of it. I'm with both of you guys. I think the vocals are the low point of this whole album. The overproduction's kind of there. But I love the back and forth dueling guitar solos and stuff. I understand where they're coming from because it's a whole different industry in Japan, like the way the music's done and stuff. I know, like, I read somewhere that you could go to like a 7-Eleven and rent songs individually and things like that. So you have to put yourself out there with these stupid,
but yeah, it's like things. It's part of the market over there.
A part of the market, which makes it kind of stupid because, like you said, it makes it feel more of a sellout thing than a
well, Japan's always been like this. Like when American bands release albums there, they have to put bonus tracks on them.
Yeah, bonus tracks or a digipack with a limited edition live recording of it and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
to get that peak there.
I definitely think that also over in Japan, you know, American culture and pop culture is, you know, pretty big over there. Right. So that's why they attach somewhat to something like metal, hardcore, and stuff like that. That's also awesome out there. Like, Japan has an awesome music scene and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think what's popular out there, they're a little bit more maybe open, like we've talked before, is like they're okay with hearing a metal riff in a pop song.
Yeah.
Here in America, we only want pop songs and
Hanabi's a perfect example of that. It's metalcore with these like synth beats and stuff in the middle of the song.
Japan's the future.
Oh, yeah. It just feels like, you know, their heavier music and rock and roll is a little bit more popular over there than maybe
pop. Well, in Japan, they've been doing that for a long time. You'd have like hardcore punk, and then they'd throw in like Elvis style like guitar playing and look, you know what I mean? They're just, they've been mixing it
Misfits.
Up the whole time. Yeah, totally. Dude,
they took it.
Fun pick.
Yeah Figured you guys would dig it.
Sorry,
Casey. You guys would give it like a 5 out of 5.
I honestly, when I first heard it, I thought I was gonna give it higher. Well, and then the more I got into it and listened to it and heard her voice and just kind of saw how the big fish out of the pond.
Well, I kind of did the same thing. I went into this listening to the previous album when I picked this. This was the first time I listened to it, and the first few times I was like, okay, cool. And then I was driving to work one day and I was just like, dude, I had to turn it down because the voice was just so high and shrieky at points. I was like, this is hurting my ears. And it kind of started knocking it down little by little.
Remind me of Tia Carrera from Wayne's World a little bit. I'm sorry.
But yeah, great show. I love the fact that these guys could, play these just as well on their live shows as they can on the album.
I mean, to release cool. 5 live albums, they better fucking
they better be.
They're like, we're better.
How many songs are live like on every
in the studio?
I have no idea.
Those are like the same, like, they're playing the same songs on all those.
4 albums to put across those 5 live albums.
Right? It's like, there's definitely duplicate songs.
There's got to be tons of dupes. Like,
what's going on?
They have some songs they only play live and they'll never record.
Maybe.
Hey, we're Blender Style. That was Love Bites, Judgment Day. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us what you think. Any other constipated mats? Any other Japanese or other bands from around the world that we should check out that you think we might like?
Blender Style is going international.
Yep.
Let's go.
We're just staying in
the United States. We're going to stay in Bakersfield, California, of course. We're not.
Oh, God. My love bites so hard, I got to piss.